everything's going well. The ballots came out last Monday. So right now we're in what we call GOTV efforts, which is get out the vote. So it's between now and November 8th, that's what we're going to be doing, getting out the vote. I'm on my way now to go and do some robocalls to remind people that their ballots are there, asking for their vote. I'm also going to be doing what we call voice mail drops, and then sending out a lot of digital ads and text messages. So it's all about connecting with voters and asking them to remember to turn in their ballots.
How would you describe your first 2 years in office?
My first years were very successful. I passed over 19 bills total. A lot of great bills around mental health, the towing industry. I did work on accountability and transparency for homeowners associations in Colorado. I did work around teacher diversity. I've done lots of great bills. I want to continue to do the work that I started for the people of Colorado. Colorado is facing some challenges around affordability. Affordable housing is a huge issue here in Colorado, and we need to ensure that people who make minimum wage or who are low or medium wage earners can still own a house, can still rent an apartment, and the cost has just gotten more and more exorbitant. Safety, there's been a rising crime within Colorado and around the United States. So we need to ensure that the police officers have what they need as far as mental health. We need to help them with recruiting, training, so that there's trust between our community and law enforcement. And so there's so much work here. So all of those challenges need lots of different voices and diverse voices. And I want to be able to continue to help the people of Colorado and make it a more just and a great place for our family.
Nikita, some people elsewhere around the world may not understand what is the importance of this type of democracy compared to other places where you say, for example, it's good to serve as long as possible, maybe 5 years or 4 years. That way you have a chance to do good work for the people instead of 2 years. Talk to our listeners in terms of the benefit or the lack of benefit in this.
Because I run every 2 years, I get to run 4 terms, so I can serve up to 8 years in the Colorado State House. The difference is that within those 2 years, I need to deliver for my community. I need to deliver for the people of Colorado. And they get to see my record after 2 years. And so it's a check and balance in a sense. Like there's some places where maybe if you're in the Senate, you might serve for 9 years. That's a long time, almost a decade. And what if that person gets in there and they do nothing? They don't pass any bills. They're not really doing anything that's progressive or making changes or making their community or the economy better. And there's no check and balance to get them out. So I think, you know, although it's rough running for a campaign every 2 years, I mean, the 2 years went by so quickly. But I do think that this gives a check and balance in the system so that my voters can say, well, we want to reelect Nikita. We like what she's doing. Or no, we don't like her. Let's change her and put somebody else in there.
Nikita, thank you so much again, and good luck.
Thank you, James. Thank you so much.